basically what it was, we're just, in a nutshell, trying to get information out to the community. I know with everything that's going on right now, one of the main issues that I feel people are having is kind of falling into this sedentary lifestyle. It's very difficult, obviously, when you're confined to your home to be able to really exercise and stay in shape. So what we were trying to do is basically just put together very simple steps, like some basic knowledge and some very simple steps of just easy things that people can do at home just to kind of help stay in shape, you know, keep the muscles, you know, in good form and that sort of thing. And that was one of the reasons why we referenced the wellness hub that was put together on the Endicott Athletic page that was put together by our athletic director, one of our assistant athletic directors, and strength conditioning department, the athletic training department, a kind of a collaboration. Just on the site has a ton of useful tools and references to kind of give people good information and then ideas that on things that they can do at home to kind of, you know, stay in shape and during this time period when it's really difficult with all the gyms closed and being confined to the homes and not really being able to go outside all that much.
Why did you guys create what you created?
I would say, in addition to what Jake said, we understand that right now, especially with what's going on, this is something that no one has obviously ever experienced before. So everyone from, or really everyone, has now taken on these new roles in their homes where they're isolating, whether it be taking care of their kids full time as well as working from home or having to homeschool their children. And we know that anxiety and stress can also go hand in hand with this. So when Endicott approached us about this, we kind of thought of it as how can individuals stay physically fit, but at the same time mentally fit as well. And so with, you know, the exercises that we put together and talking about just getting up and being active for 30 to 60 minutes a day, we're hoping that individuals can use this as kind of a way to add a little bit of structure into their day, which may be lacking. And not only that, use it as a way to not only get up and get active, but a way to kind of help ease some of that mental burden that they may feel as well. And it's a great way to really incorporate your entire family and get your kids doing the stretches or your husband doing the stretches as well and getting them up and active.
Decreasing anxiety is at a premium. It's an important thing to do.
Oh, yeah. And I feel as though so much of what the news and the media have covered, which rightfully so, is this idea of physical health right now, because we do see so many individuals getting sick. But what I think we're failing to kind of do is really highlight that while physical health may be taking a toll right now, so is mental health as well. And it can affect anyone from older adults to even children who have maybe used to going to school and having their routines, and they're now learning from home where they feel safe, and all of a sudden now they're stuck at home all day. So being physically active is something that can really help reduce anxiety and stress and hopefully bring a little bit of joy into anyone's life right now.